This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. On immigration, a group that tracks the number of sanctuary cities in the U.S. came out with a report today saying there's now nearly 500 sanctuary cities across the country, and that number has grown by about three dozen just this year. Does that concern the White House, and doesn't it suggest that your warnings about withholding federal funds is not getting through to people?
I think the last poll I saw on this issue on sanctuary cities, you know, was somewhere in the 80% that American people don't support sanctuary cities. They don't want their tax dollars used to finance people who are in this country illegally. I think if you're a mayor or a councilman or a state representative or a governor in a state, you need to answer to the people that elected you, whether or not you're going to support this. From a federal perspective, I think the president's been very clear that we're not going to use federal taxpayer dollars to support cities that support services to people who are here in this country illegally. But I think at the end of the day, this is a question for mayors and council members at the local level who have to answer the people that elected them with clearly a position that is not in keeping with what most Americans believe. Amen.
Sir, on sanctuary cities, and we talked about it a little bit with Jennifer Breeden earlier this morning, that number, incredible, being reported in the Washington Times, nearly 500 sanctuary cities. It is amazing, and this is according to a group that's tracked the issue for more than a decade. Said there's been a massive surge in the number of places trying to thwart federal immigration agents since President Trump's election. I guess for the sake of, and it's hard to justify, you know, just, you know, people kind of being rather spoiled and obstinate about this deal. I mean, the law is the law, you know, to be able to protect its citizens, but yet these local mayors and councils believe that they have a better handle on it, and they're breaking the law. And the president says, you know, that's unacceptable. And especially, you know, look at what most Americans see. They understand this is a bad thing, but we're messing our own psychology up here and thinking that we can't accommodate illegality. You cannot put a hot coal in your lap and think you're not going to get burnt. And this is what this does. I mean, there is a reason that we have laws. It's to protect us, that we know what to count on. And it's also to protect those that we think we're protecting with sanctuary cities, because we're accommodating this stuff and making room for lawlessness in our country. And we just keep, you know, it just keeps getting more and more complicated to the point, like our immigration system, that we're faced with breaking up families. Well, what did you think was going to happen when you started making accommodation for anchor babies? Did you not think that, you know, a generation down the road, there was going to be a situation where you had, you know, half of families are citizens and the other half are not, and you got people illegal, or you just figured, you know, what did the brain trust of this country believe that, well, down the road we'd work it out? And here we are facing some incredible number. You hear numbers of anywhere from 11 to as many as 30 million illegal. I mean, it's so ridiculous. But you know the number is astronomical, and put it in the context of what we allow in this country in terms of legal immigration. There's an allowance of 1 million. 1 million people that are allowed to come into this country because it was measured and determined by our government and by those analysts saying, look, we can absorb 1 million people, and they're going to come in, and they're going to be fully responsible for themselves and all that immigration, legal immigration status recognizes and supports, it's so that it's not a burden upon our treasury and upon our citizens. But no, you know, there's other government officials who think they have a better way. Of course, they're not paying for it. They're forcing us to pay for it, and they're forcing us to be the bad guys to say, wait a minute, what about the laws? 500 sanctuary cities now, almost. That's what we have in this country. You tell me that there isn't a big problem here in River City like you can't even imagine. just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour day, and top of the hour, I should say, and I started to talk about International Women's Day, which we're commemorating, and how are you doing? You know, as some are out there, they want to celebrate the day by being, by not participating, I guess, because we're supposed to appreciate, you know, women by not having them around. I had somebody tweet me go, hey, well, traffic is light. I don't know, you know, kind of thing. But as we were talking with Jennifer Burke earlier, you know, well, some of this stuff, when it gets so much self-interested, you kind of miss the point here. What International Women's Day, I think of International Women's Day, I think of these poor women in these other countries, what they're subjected to. I mean, you know, and as I told Jennifer, you know, what the women here in America are enduring is a hangnail compared to what they're subjected to. To me, International Women's Day, I think of them. I don't think about, you know, certainly we have issues here in this country, and I don't mean to sound chauvinistic, but sometimes it can, you know, we kind of lose the point of what it's all about. Kind of like immigration and this latest executive order. This is why we need to bring somebody with some sobriety and reason and certainly a lot of knowledge on this topic. Bruce Thatcher is with us, author of the Breakthrough book. It is one of my favorite books on immigration. It is a must for your library. If you don't have it, shame on you, because you need to. It's an excellent book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. I always love, you know, when you look back at history and what Bruce has done, he has captured historical evidence and facts of what people have done, what nations have done traditionally with immigration, how it's run its course, the mistakes that they've made. You know, it's all about history. He's the founder of History Speaks today. So, it's a project dedicated to sharing lessons learned from history to help us avoid making the same mistakes. And it's in that same spirit that he gives us Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce Thatcher, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine, Bill, and it's great to be with you.
Well, let's talk about the president's latest executive order. We went from 7 countries to 6 because somehow it seemed to be a problem for some people that Iraq was noted there. But, you know, these 7 countries that were noted with reason, even with the Obama administration, were failing or failed countries. And by failing and failed, I want you to explain to our audience, Bruce Thatcher, what that means when it comes to visas and information sharing so that when somebody comes in the country, we know who they are, right?
That's right. And before somebody comes to the country, they're supposed to be issued a visa based upon some sort of what Trump calls vetting, but examination of their background to show that they are, one, who they say they are, and two, they're coming here for the reason that they say they're coming here, and three, that they're somebody that we want, that we truly want to have come into our country. And in these countries and others, but in particular in these countries, the internal infrastructure and systems have broken down to the point where we can't, they can't, and we can't presumably do a good job of this vetting process. So this order is it's a temporary order. It's a 90-day order. It was in the first place. It was temporary to give us time to put in place mechanisms for more properly knowing and examining these people before they come here. Based upon some pretty trivial things, people who opposed almost anything that Trump does, but people who oppose what he does in immigration found a judge who would say for them, all right, you're probably right. There's something wrong with it, and so they issued an injunction and halted it. Now we have a new order. It's been tweaked. Some of the specific problems have been taken out of it. Iraq is now no longer part of it, presumably letting in some of the folks who have actually supported us in the past and need to get out of Iraq and come here. But already, on the news this morning, Hawaii is about to seek an injunction to try to stop that order. I think this whole thing on this particular executive order is kind of just one little I don't want to call it a sideshow, but one little element in Trump's overall immigration plan. And if we want to understand what's going on, really we need to go back to his speech of last year when he was a candidate. He gave a 10-point speech on immigration, and we're looking at lots of things he's doing on lots of points, but I took another look at it, and I think maybe we ought to look harder, or maybe look first at his point number 10, in which he said we're going to reform legal immigration to serve the best interests of America and its workers. And everything he's doing now seems like it might be part of that process, the negotiation, the bottom line of his immigration deal. And it's kind of like he's saying, okay, one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to enforce the laws, and that'll maybe make you want to change them.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that could be the other side of the coin, no doubt about it. And I understand when somebody says reform, you know, like Barack Obama, you know, everybody was yelling, you know, cheering and starting big parades behind him and everything. And I'm going, reform what? You know, nobody asked about reform what? And then they get into it and they go, well, this isn't the reformation I was thinking of, you know.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So yes, I understand why that probably caused your head to spin a little bit, and I like you, because I'm not sure what his vision in terms of immigration is, other than hey, let's enforce what we have in place right now. You know, let's get the wall in place, let's let ICE do their job, and then if there needs to be some modification, well, you know, let the people speak up and let's see what we do. But right now we know that open borders and all the chaos and the dysfunctional immigration plan that we have right now, where you got people coming back into this country who have been deported, they're convicted of felonies. They're sent back home, and then they come back. You know, I think they're part kangaroo or part Australian or something. They boomerang right back into the country, you know, to do more damage. And it's like, this is ridiculous. We cannot have this anymore. And certainly one of the key issues for the voters in November was we want a president who understands national security. And this is what this president is trying to put into place. And you can see how many other people, you know, for the sake of just, you know, the word not being exactly stated, you know, in just the perfect legalese sort of way, you know, they want to take exception for it. You know, it's like, well, wait a minute. Can we err on the side of, you know, national security for a change? Would that be possible?
Well, and this particular executive order, in fact, in my view, is much more an order dealing with national security than it is dealing with immigration. The immigration impact of it is almost insignificant. It's a security. That is a security issue, which happens to involve some immigration issues.
And of course, what cracks me up, Bruce, is they say, well, this is targeted toward the Muslims. Well, if the country is 90% Muslim, yeah, I could probably, you might think that, but, it's still for what it is. You know, we can't vet these people. We don't know. And then we're not even talking about, Bruce, here, the countries that are selling their visas, right?
as a side business. Oh, Lord. There's no question. Bruce Thatcher is with us, author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. What a noble concept. Thank you, Bruce.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
It's about living and thriving, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way we do it. Not counting on the government of everything. Look what happened the last 8 years. I'll tell you, it was so close. You know, Bruce Thatcher, I was thinking, you know, for all the problems that America is dealing with, you know, what would America be looking like today had Hillary Clinton been elected?
We wouldn't be having this discussion.
No.
I just think we dodged an enormous bullet.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the Clinton Foundation would be living.
I mean, it would be thriving. It would be thriving. I mean, right now the doors are shuttered. It's dropping off operations. I mean, interesting, you know, consider the connection here. While she's in government, the Clinton Foundation thriving. She's out of government. It's not working. So what does that tell you right there in and of itself is incredible. I mean, this thing that Barack Obama said was just such a benefit that they did such great work. If that was the case, why didn't it continue to work?
Well, even the analysis, you know, the official or semi-official analyses you get of foundations puts the lie to that statement.
Right. Well, Bruce, what are you making of this accusation that came out over last weekend? You know, Trump, in his typical hyperbole, lays out that Barack Obama had bugged, you know, Trump Tower.
Well, more than anything else, what I do is I wonder about it. I can't imagine that he would make that statement without having some evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Some indication. I think that he tends to exaggerate things often to cause them to get brought more out into the limelight.
Well, he's still
and I don't for a moment
yeah.
doubt that I don't for a moment doubt that that could have happened.
Well, you know, and it's so funny because now you get all the legal beagles out there, right? Well, you know, the president, you know, legally can't do, well, you know, of course we know the president legally can't do that. But, you know, just like he didn't tell the IRS, wink, wink, to go after these conservative organizations and make sure that they didn't get vetted properly. I mean, how many cycles did the IRS and Lois Lerner block, voting cycles did they block as a result of the shenanigans they pulled just on the Tea Party and any other conservative groups? Nobody talks about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, nobody talks about it because the people who do most of the talking, at least publicly, the press and so forth, do not object to those things as they were applied to non-progressives.
Yes. Well, it's the world we live in right now. It's no wonder that people are frustrated. And those conservatives and constitutionalists who were celebrating the election of Donald Trump need to understand the job's not over. I mean, this is just the beginning, isn't it?
It is just the beginning. If we want to save this country, it is just the beginning because we still see, and it's been in the news even yesterday and the day before, and it will be in the news tomorrow and the next day, about various groups engaging in self-interest activities that are specifically denying our basic constitutional rights, especially free speech, mm-hmm. to anybody who doesn't happen to agree with them.
Exactly.
And we see institutions, colleges and universities in particular, supporting this kind of behavior, and this is absolutely, absolutely dangerous, truly dangerous
mm-hmm.
to the survival of this country.
Like, these institutions have all the goods, Bruce. They have it all. They don't need any outside input. I mean, here they are. They reject a guy like Charles Murray, who is absolutely brilliant. You imagine how many nuggets of life experience he has in his back pocket that he's lost along the way, that these kids will never learn. And they ignored, they shouted down the opportunity to get a perspective. I mean, the asset that they had there in their midst and kicked him out the door to their great loss.
They have no understanding of the purpose of even why they are, in school, and what's even worse is the institution itself apparently, of course, it wasn't as bad on the part of the institution there as it might have been at other places, but the institutions often prove that they don't have any understanding of why they exist either. They're supposed to teach, they're supposed to present diversity of views and diversity of things so that students will learn to think and make their own judgments, and instead they don't. They just pander to the crowd.
And Bruce, you bring up an excellent point here, and I hope people are really catching this, because this has been what I've seen over and over again. There is loss of mission, loss of sense of mission, abounding, whether it's at the institutions, in government. I mean, Obamacare, the reason Obamacare is dying, and for all intent and purposes, I mean, it's on life support right now. It just needs to, you know, you need to unplug it and let it go by its wayside. But the reason it did is because it had a flawed mission. You know, they tried to keep it close. You know, Jonathan, what was Jonathan's last name, who was the professor that was one of the architects? Jonathan Gruber. I mean, this was all the final turn for them, and their mission was single payer. It wasn't going to happen. They just figured, look, if they made it bad enough, because this is what Democrats do, this is what progressives do, is they get a foothold in and they make it bad enough, and then you just kind of surrender. You're just so worn out, you throw the white flag up of surrender and you let them have your way, you know, their way, and their way means less your way, which means less liberty and less constitutional rights, doesn't it?
I think it does. You bring it up in that case, and that mission was single payer, and I'd even take it farther than that. That mission was solidified governmental control over the lives of the citizens, of the people.
Let's look at what President Obama and Hillary Clinton did with the coal, you know, Harry Reid with the coal industry. What was their mission? Their mission wasn't freedom. It wasn't for, you know, the coal miners. It wasn't for the laborers, the families out there that lived off of coal, that had good jobs out there. All they wanted to do is as they told her, Bruce, and my heart broke for these guys because I know where they come from. We just want to work. We just want our jobs.
Yeah.
We don't want no $1 billion, you know, $20-$40 billion retraining. We want to do what we know.
And Harry Reid just is an example of what makes it so obvious and open when he stands there and when asked concerning Mitt Romney, did he lie? And he says, well, we won the election, didn't we?
Right.
I mean, their interest is not the American people. Their interest is all self-interest in their own perspective. And I'm hoping to make some of that a lot more clear in my new book as we get it published.
Well, you know, maybe Obamacare is just the beginning of the repealing of the progressives' agenda. You know,
I hope so.
Maybe so. You know, just as we're talking, Bruce, and I'm like you, I'm hopeful to this end. But the people need to make sure that they're activated activists in their government. You know, the government lost its way because, again, the DNA, the foundational moorings of this country is based on we the people. If we don't do our job, they're not going to do their job.
And it is on the people, and we as the people have to understand that this is not a quick fix situation. Mm. This is not by next year it'll all be taken care of. This is long term. This is really long term.
And the thing is that comes against us is a culture that says, you know, we have a right to this, that, you know, we don't want to put in the hard work. And, you know, the founding fathers put in the hard work. They put in their lives, their blood, their sweat, their tears, their frustration, everything. They laid it on the line. Over the ages, we've had citizens and patriots of this country put it all on the line. And here it is. You know, we're being asked to put it on the line once again. I mean, this is an opportunity for a new American revolution, a revolution that will get this country back on track. But that's what it's going to be, Bruce. It's not going to be some easy little quick fix that you can look to Donald Trump or somebody else who's even more charming to come along the way and fix the problem, because we are the problem, aren't we?
We are the problem, and we've got to keep to fix it. We've got to keep our eye on a long-term solution and recognize that all of these particulars that we see with Donald Trump and the current political situation and the advances we make.
Well, Bruce, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Bruce Thatcher on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are significantly more optimistic than their non-Hispanic peers about revenue and hiring in the year ahead. According to the Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight, 54% plan to hire in 2017, and 71% expect their revenue to increase, more than 20 percentage points higher than their non-Hispanic counterparts. The survey also reveals the critical role of family, with 63% of Hispanic entrepreneurs reporting that family members help run their business. Elizabeth Romero, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
Hispanic small businesses play a critical role in driving local economies and job growth. And the incredible optimism toward revenue and hiring shows great promise to continue this trend in 2017. Perhaps contributing to the higher optimism is a strong role that family plays, with close to half of Hispanic business owners reporting intentions to pass on their business to a loved one.
For more information, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And, you know, good to join you and us here in over 280 markets around the country, around the world via shortwave is all. Got a real treat for you right now. We've got an Olympic gold medalist talking family vacations. Summer Sanders is with us. As you may recall, in 1992, it was the Olympic Games. A 19-year-old at the time won 4 Olympic medals, bringing home 2 gold, 1 silver, 1 bronze. The moment she hung up her Speedo, she didn't waste any time. She just kept on going. She embarked on a TV career, hosting shows for MTV, the NBA, Nickelodeon, Fox, acting as a correspondent for shows such as Good Morning America, Rachel Ray, The Today Show. Today, who would have thought, Summer, you got 2 children. They're now 10 and 8. I mean, that is amazing how life goes at the speed of light, huh?
It is, and you're talking, this is my whole life that you just gave right here. I'm sitting here nodding and agreeing with everything that you said. Yes, it's unbelievable, and that's why I know we're going to talk about vacations, and you mentioned it, but I have to remind people who have kids my age, because I remind myself all the time, life does move at a quick pace, and you have to take time to connect. You've got to schedule it, and it's not just the screen time and the distractions for the kids. It's equal for the parents and the adults. You've got to just disconnect, get together, celebrate family, and begin the adventure. And spring break is the perfect time to do it.
Well, I got to tell you, Summer, for our daughter and one, and surrounded by 4 boys, but I still remember bringing her home from the hospital like it's yesterday. And now here it is. You know, she lives in Maui, is married, just had our 9th grandchild and her first child, and it goes that fast. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and look at you.
Yes.
I always say, you know, a wealthy man and woman is somebody with a big family that loves them and the friends that love you. So
yeah.
Congratulations on your wealth.
Yeah, and we're getting ready. We're going to meet up in California. I'm in the East Coast in Florida right now, so we'll meet up in California with the kids, the new grandbaby, and have a family get-together. So family vacations has been part of our lifestyle as well, and I know we want to talk about, we got spring break coming up, summer vacations, all kinds of opportunities to get the family together, right?
Yeah, and you can't see me right now, Bill, but where I am, I'm in the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow, how cool.
Kalahari Resorts and Conventions. They just became America's largest water park resort.
Oh, wow.
220,000 square feet of fun. So you just said all the grandkids that you have, yourself, your kids, if you brought them here, there'd be something for everybody. The lazy river, the fun little kid area, all the new water slides. I've got my eye on the cheetah race where I can race my family.
Right.
But once you park your car here, you don't have to leave. It's the restaurants, it's the fun. The resort itself is so big and so entertaining and adventurous, really, I'm married to a ski racer who likes to go 70 down a sheet of ice.
Yeah, so he was an Olympian himself, so, you know, not bad, right?
Yeah. No. And he needs that. And so my daughter is that way, too. She's a thrill seeker.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I look at the water slides that are out here, and I know this is the exact one that my daughter's going on. It's the one where they stand, and the floor moves out from underneath you, and you drop, and you're going 25 miles per hour, and it's like, oh, my goodness. Mm. I mean, I start sweating just looking at it.
I bet. And these kids could care. They just go for it. And of
they
course,
go
she,
for it. I love
with
it.
The, with the 10-year-old, you know, she's Spider Boy's second mom, right?
Sorry, say it one more time.
I say, is the 10-year-old Spider Boy's second mom? She kind of keeps an eye on him a little bit?
Well, she does, but they're quite competitive, I have to say. So, yes.
Yeah.
If Spider needed her, she would be there in a heartbeat. But when it comes to competition, she is doggy dog, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there was 18 months between our two youngest. The daughter was four and was the number four child. And the five child, David, was 18 months behind her. So that was that dynamic. She was his second mother. She kept an eye on him as much as she could.
So
I understand. Exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean, and out here what's so nice is everything's contained in the indoor water park resort area that you and the lifeguards. I was watching the lifeguards yesterday and the way they were moving, because I actually worked at a water slide park when I was in high school. And the way you have to look out at the pool, but you need to look literally right under your feet all the time. And I saw these lifeguards doing just that. And it made me really proud that they were taking their job so seriously as they should.
Yeah, you have to keep your head on a swivel in that kind of situation. You're constantly keeping an eye out for it. Now, we touched on this just a bit, but I want to expand a little bit more, if we can, Summer, about family vacations and why they're so important.
Well, it's the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were just talking about, you only get so much time with your kids, sadly enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so as much as you want to say, like, well, maybe next year or maybe next spring break, now is the time. Now is the time, because for many people where these water parks are, it's a road trip away. And I want you to look at your road trip as the beginning of your vacation.
Right.
I don't want you to look at it as, how much time do we have left?
When do we get there?
When you pack up your car right. Exactly. When you pack up your car right, it becomes your mini little apartment. It's really fun for the kids. And once you get there, then it's this celebration. I walked in yesterday and I saw this little girl who apparently didn't know she was coming, and she was jumping up and down saying, oh, my God, this is the best birthday surprise ever.
How cool.
And it just warms your heart. You know,
exactly.
I didn't know who she was. You could just tell the excitement from the kids. So it's the anticipation of getting to the place where you're going to make those memories. You're going to create those connections that have nothing to do with your iPhone or your iWhatever or your computer and your TV. This has to do with actual adventures together, memories, and actions that you do together.
Yeah, absolutely special, no doubt about it. When planning a vacation, Summer, what do you look for in a destination?
I look for convenience, right? So the ease of getting there. I love the fact that here you just pull up your car, see you later car, and everything on campus is there for you.
Exactly.
So the ease of that. But also, we do need a little adventure. in our vacation. I like the fact that there's something to do. It's right there for you. You don't have to figure out, like, what are we going to do today? The water park is right there where you get to experience everything. And so for me, that's just a huge relief. I don't want to feel stress and pressure of planning during a vacation. I want to plan, get there, and experience.
Well, and to plan,
all you have to do is go to KalahariResorts.com. Just check it out. There's so many deals right now, and I just would love for everyone to go there and see what we're all about. Mm-hmm. Take a look at it, and you'll be surprised at the ease.
Well, how did you find out about Kalahari?
You know, it's funny. They approached me, and of course, I'm a water girl, so anything with water, I love. But I was actually just in New York yesterday, and I live in Park City, Utah. I saw all their ads.
Yeah.
And I know the Pocono Mountains. My brother actually worked at a summer camp in the Poconos when he was in high school. So I was very familiar, and all my friends from New York go to the Poconos so often. So I understand its ease and connection to the city, to New York City, to Philly, to New Jersey, all these places. So it's very familiar to people.
Wow, very cool. So Summer, what's up for you now? What's next?
I know, so I'm still working on my CBS show. I have a show on CBS Sportsnet. We talk about sports. It's all-female sports talk show.
Right.
Award-winning talk show.
Yes, exactly.
We're on hiatus right now because it's CBS, and there you have, that thing called NCAA basketball going on.
A little March Madness.
March Madness. So I'll come back in April, and I'm sure we'll talk about not only the combine and the draft and basketball, but, you know, maybe I'll get a few Olympic sports moments in there to revisit that. I loved Rio. I went to Rio in the summer and took the kids.
Oh, good fun, huh? That's great.
Yeah,
Summer,
awesome.
Final question, because I know you're on a time schedule here, and I appreciate the time you've given us. Where can the listeners go for more information?
Yeah, just go to KalahariResorts.com. And no matter what you do, you're going to come here and have fun. So be warned.
Well, take it from the Olympic gold medalist herself and mom, Summer Sanders. Summer, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Bill.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you. And also, don't forget, you can get involved in the conversation. Also, you got a chance to win big right now if you drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me you want to be in the running for the giveaway that we have. Two free tickets to The Shack, the movie, who ranked number 3 in last week's box office. Running something like $16 million. Incredible story. Very touching. So two free tickets. We've got the soundtrack. We've got a Bible study guide associated with it. Terrific. And also your very own copy of the book written by Paul Young himself. So that is available. Just tell me you want to be in the running. We'll put you in the hopper. And you know how it works. We've done this drill many, many times, but get it in right away so you can be in the running, because we want to give these packages out, by the end of this week. Okay, so Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Stephen Music is with us right now. His background is the founder and CEO of Destiny Capital, a respected financial advisory firm, holder of 3 master's degrees in management, financial services, international economics. He's taught at the University of Denver Daniels College of Business. Now, that is one thing, and that's all kind of interesting, and I love to talk business, but something rather miraculous happened to Stephen that you'll want to hear about, a near-death experience for him. You imagine, while he was a young man in the Navy, Stephen experienced a major allergic reaction to an experimental vaccination for the swine flu. And as a result, his heart stopped, and he ended up in a 5-week coma. He found himself face-to-face with a risen Christ in heaven during this process, and what happened there forever changed him and his relationships with his entire family. And he's lived to tell his story, a story that he at first was reluctant to tell, as you can only imagine. But now he's written a book, Life After Heaven, How My Time in Heaven Can Transform Your Life on Earth. Stephen Music, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I am doing very well. Good morning.
Well, good morning. What a great story. I mean, what an understatement, I should say, even in saying that it's a great story, for you. We read in the Bible that there was a time where, the rich man who ignored Lazarus the beggar finds himself separated from God. And he asked St. Peter, he asked the angels, can you send somebody to my brother to tell him how the bad side is, and to give them a warning? And, of course, the answer was it's not going to happen. But yet what's been happening, Stephen, here repeatedly is we have near-death experiences where people like yourself experience the risen Christ, live to tell about it, and there is a reason here that you're able to come back and tell people of your experience, an encouragement from heaven itself to us earthly dwellers to say that, heaven is real.
Well, one of the things that's that's surprising to me is that that occurrence in the United States Navy happened in 1975 and 76.
Mm-hmm.
And what's been happening in my life since that time is that I continue to have experiences in the here and now that feel very, very much like heaven.
Mm-hmm.
They're not heaven to the full. They're like an echo. But my conclusion after all of these years is that Jesus was speaking very literally when he said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth mm-hmm. as it is in heaven." And that my conclusion is we should be experiencing more of the kingdom of heaven here now than we do. And that's why I wrote the book.
And at first, and understandably, Stephen, I mean, you know, you have this kind of experience. And even the Mother of God herself had to take note of heavenly influences and eternal significances. And it says repeatedly that she pondered it in her heart. You had to ponder your experience for a while in order to process and understand, you know, what happened to you.
It took me a good decade to be able to integrate the experience that I had in my early 20s mm-hmm. into the life as it was presented to me at that time. The United States Navy discharged me as a disabled veteran, and I was physically compromised for a 10-year period of time.
Wow.
And during that period of time, I was also emotionally and spiritually challenged to try to make sense of what just happened to me.
You talk about a full-blown attack on your being. I mean, spiritually, you've come in contact with Christ. Now you're back on earth, probably longing to say, "Well, I'd much rather be where I was at, who woke me up."
That's exactly right.
And then you're dealing with a physical, you know, a severely debilitating lung disorder, which you get discharged for. I mean, Stephen, you're a basket case.
Can
I say that with all due respect?
That's true. When I came home and I got off of the airplane, my mother locked eyes with me and literally fainted. I came home and I looked like a prisoner of war. And part of that was God's plan. It's easy to see that now in the reverse out in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
But almost everybody is going to go through a wilderness period in life in which you are formed, you know, like the sculptor. I mean, it hurts to have all of that stuff carved away
right.
from your life that you really didn't need anyway, and you become the person, character, that Christ envisioned to begin with. And there's no shortcut to that.
Right.
So I look back on that 10-year period of time as the refinery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things will be different in my life forever as a result of that experience. And that's proven to be absolutely true.
And dare I say, Stephen, anybody that comes in contact with you and hears your story will not be the same either. This is a very deep, profound, personal story that you share, you know, even as you express this 10-year period of the sculptor himself cutting away all that needless humanity that was not befitting somebody getting ready for the eternal.
Yeah, it's my encouragement is that when we look at our life in the rearview mirror, mm-hmm. we find out at those times where we were the most challenged and we were in the worst kind of condition,
mm-hmm.
we were not alone. That there's a sovereignty to the way the Father orchestrates life. And part of my story and part of my message is the Father's a lot closer than you think. And that to the degree that we open up our souls to the idea that the Father is sitting right next to us, watching everything that goes on for our good, it changes how we operate. It changes how we look at life and how we live.
Exactly. Well, in your story, you know, just to, we kind of summed up real quick, you know, this 10-year period of time where you were, you know, dealing with so much, but along the way, you're realizing God contacts and God encouragements and God miracles that just build your faith all the more. I mean, to the point that you're healed. You're completely healed after your injury. And I imagine, you know, as you're going through this 10-year, I mean, were you probably thinking, okay, well, this is about as good as it gets, and I'll have to just, pain manage my way to the end of this life?
That's true. The longer someone's been disabled, the longer you feel like you're going to be disabled. It literally becomes part of your personality. It becomes part of your character. And I was prepared to live life as a compromised person. One of the big issues for me was I was not able to play with my kids.
Mm, yes.
And the anguish of a father who wanted to be a daddy was something that just was powerful to me. And frankly, it's one of those ardent prayers. Somebody who didn't get a lot of playtime as a kid, I wanted to be a daddy to their boys, to their kids.
Right.
And I went to a church service on a Thursday night, and God gave me back my health and my vitality. And there isn't a day goes by now that I don't think about how much fun it was to be a daddy. When people
what was that,
would
what
ask
was that
me,
like? What was that
like, well, how many kids do you have? And she said, well, I gave birth to 3, but I really have 4.
What? Steve, what was that like for you? You know, you say a church service on Thursday, and was it coming home you realized, or at the church service you go, wait a minute, I'm healed. I mean, how did that happen? We got about 30 seconds here, so we got to make this.
I was in a Vineyard Christian Fellowship,
yes.
And they literally called me out from the stage. Mm-hmm. I went forward, and they laid hands on me. And in a charismatic way,
right.
It was like electricity went through me.
Mm.
I woke up being able to breathe for the first time in a decade.
Wow. Well, Vineyard, of course, I know I'm very familiar with Wimber, who founded it, and the incredible things that he did. His legacy continues, and you are a testimony to that fact. Stephen Music has been with us. His book, Life After Heaven, linked on our website.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you living your passion?